Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Juliette Fonts, which is this sneaky little book about why doing nothing might be the smartest thing you do all day. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel guilty or liberated?
Oh, absolutely both.
Hi there, Sam.
It's a weird feeling, right? She basically calls out how we've all been brainwashed into thinking busyness equals value. I felt seen and called out at the same time.
Exactly. The opening story, about the executive who gets praise for being in back-to-back meetings all day, that hit close to home. We've all been that person or worked with that person.
Right, and she calls that the busyness trap, the idea that activity gets mistaken for achievement. We're running on a hamster wheel, exhausted, but we haven't actually moved forward.
So what's the fix? She talks about this concept called white space. I love that phrase. It's not laziness, it's deliberately leaving gaps in your day for thinking.
Yes.
White space is the empty canvas between brushstrokes. It's the pause before you answer a question, the 5 minutes before a tough conversation. And she argues that's where real creativity and good decisions come from.
But it's so counterintuitive. Every instinct says fill that gap with another email, another task. I tried her pause reset go technique this week. When I felt the urge to react immediately, I just stopped for 3 seconds and asked, what's the most important thing right now?
And did it work?
Honestly, yes. I caught myself about to send a snappy reply to an email, and instead I took a breath and realized I didn't need to reply at all. Save myself a headache.
That's the stop principle in action. She breaks it into 3 parts, stop, filter, and focus. Stop is the hardest because it feels like you're falling behind.
So the filter part, that's about saying no, right? She had this great line about being a responsible steward of your own time. I love that.
Yes.
She encourages a stop doing list. Like literally write down what you're going to stop doing. And she talks about strategic refusal, not being difficult, but choosing where to put your energy.
And the focus piece is about deep work. She's a big fan of time blocking, but her twist is that you should block out white space, actual time for thinking, not just tasks.
Right.
She wants you to schedule your thinking time with the same rigor as a meeting. And she tackles multitasking head on. The science is clear. Our brains can't multitask. We're just switching tasks rapidly and burning out.
What about the organizational side? She doesn't just talk to individuals. She has a whole section on how companies can create a culture of white space.
Yes, because one person trying to pause in a culture that worships speed is an uphill battle. She suggests things like no meeting days, starting meetings with a moment of silence, and leaders modeling the behavior.
There's a case study about a marketing team that was drowning in revisions. They started taking a minute to think before each review, and it cut revisions in half. That's huge.
And a tech company that instituted quiet hours, 4 hours a day with no interruptions. Their output went up and stress went down. It's proof that this isn't just fluffy self-help.
I also loved how she addresses the guilt, the feeling that if you're not busy, you're not valuable. She calls it the cult of busyness.
Right.
And she reframes productivity, measure outcomes, not tasks. 1 hour of focused strategic thinking can be worth more than a whole day of reactive busy work.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this book?
For me, it's the permission to stop. I've already started taking 3 deep breaths before meetings. It sounds small, but it changes everything. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Love that. And my takeaway? That the most productive thing I can do right now is nothing. Just pause. That's the whole book in a nutshell.
Exactly. A minute to think might be the most valuable minute of your day. We'll see you in the next one.